Welcome back to the Tip TV Finance Show. We're here with, we're joining James Hughes, who's Chief Market Strategist for GK FX. We're live on the trading floor there, James. Lots of action today after the Labor Day holiday.
Yeah, of course. I mean, markets reopened today. Yesterday was pretty low in terms of the volume. So I think, and after the summer, of course, last week's payrolls gave us a little bit of something, but still volume has been incredibly low. And this week was always the week where things were going to start to pick up again. Obviously, that first full week of trading in September is always the one where the volume will pick up, and we'll expect a lot more people back at their desks on the trading floors. But not necessarily yesterday, because we had that long US bank holiday weekend. But as of today, things are picking up. We are seeing already volume that little bit higher. And of course, we've got quite a lot of data out this week as well. So, I mean, yesterday there was a lot of data. That services PMI out of the UK was a pretty important one, pretty big one. This morning, we've got GDP coming out of the Eurozone as well. So that's obviously going to be important. And then the US data will come in later this afternoon. But still for the US, even though it was closed yesterday, Europe didn't necessarily give us anything to go on. So for this afternoon, still we're looking pretty subdued in terms of the open, only 0.1% higher or so for a lot of those major US markets.
But isn't the case that like yesterday's news again with the showing that the UK economy is stronger or recovering after the Brexit vote, it's got to be all about cable. It's all got to be about sterling dollar, isn't it, at the moment?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the focus where everything has been in the last couple of days, for sure. And of course, back end of last week, we saw the manufacturing and construction PMIs also give us that boost, which really helped out in terms of the cable. But I think the interesting thing is now we're looking at Brexit boom rather than negativity surrounding it. And of course, we still have no idea what the outcome is going to be for any of this Brexit talk. Obviously, we haven't triggered Article 50. We don't know when they're going to do it. It's this totally unanswered questions all over the place. But for now, we've got that interesting situation where the markets are for once taking these figures as just basic economic figures. There's no look ahead. There's no, well, this could mean this and that could mean that. We just have to look at the numbers and say, okay, well, that was a good number, and the market reacts in the way that we almost expected it to about 10 years ago when we would get these types of numbers. So it's interesting at the moment that we're not dominated by what the central bank's going to do. And as you say, cable has been the area where we've really seen that focus. Yesterday was pretty big in terms of that for that services PMI. But then going forward today, there's going to be much more of a dollar focus into that. And it's to see whether we can break above some of those key levels on the upside. And we're still being held by a few levels on the upside on cable at the moment.
And have people been caught short of this, of the cross?
Yeah, not necessarily, I don't think. I mean, where people have been caught short is the fact that they expected everything around Brexit to be incredibly negative, and we expected the pound to be a lot weaker than what it is. In fact, we expected everything to be a lot weaker than what it is, and of course, it just hasn't materialised in that way. We're seeing much more positivity, not just in the economic figures, but in cable, in the pound. We're seeing it in equity markets as well. So the likes of the FTSE and the FTSE 250, they're all trading massively higher than where we expected them to be. So there's a lot of people that came in after Brexit and started to short these markets because it would just be utter doom and gloom from here on in. And it hasn't obviously gone that way. We're seeing far less of a negative picture, and markets are now starting to show that to the upside, and it's catching a lot of people out on the downside. So, I mean, let's not get this wrong. Cable is not high by any means and is not necessarily looking to recover all of the Brexit losses that it had already. It's being capped at sort of these higher levels halfway up the move. But still, it's higher than what we expected it to be at this point after a Leave vote coming in.
Right, James Hughes, Chief Market Analyst for GKFX. Thank you very much for sparing us some time from the light of the trading floor at your company.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. We'll be back after the break.